I'm going to like to call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees. Today is Monday, March the 2nd, 2020, 6:30 p.m., and I need a motion for approval of the agenda, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Wick, second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Approval of the regular minutes of the February 3rd, 2020 meeting of the Board of School Trustees. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Proctor. Any discussion? Anything changes myself? Anything from this end? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Communication from the audience, current agenda items, and I realize I took this about 5 minutes before I should have. Is there, if there's anybody, we have a non-agenda item for later, but anybody else want to speak regarding agenda item at this point? Okay, thank you. Unfinished business, I have none. We'll move on to new business. And hearing of amendment lease for bonds and Mr. Sloat.
Okay, we're in another phase now for continuing our issuance of the bond for the finish up the Kelly Performing Arts project. And so, first of all, Alan, we have to have a hearing on the amendment to the lease. So we'd advertised this, it was in the paper, we posted on the website that we was gonna have a hearing tonight, and the amendment to the lease is the purpose of, with this new bond, we have to go back and amend the lease that we've had prior, because this would add payments to it,
right.
And you know, update the maturity date and things like that. So this has been made available to the public and been advertised. So we just, there's no motion on this, but we just have to get an opportunity for any public speaking on that.
Okay. We don't need.
No motion. We just need to have a hearing, open it up for any comments.
All right. And should we go through all, and these would be for all four items?
Well, no. We'll have the hearing, and then we'll go through each item. We've got to vote on the resolutions after that.
Okay. All right. So any comments or anything?
Oh, for the public. This
for public, yeah. No, public, public comment on the resolution authorizing execution of amendment to the lease.
Who to execute?
Is that from the back room?
That'll be duly noted. All right, and then so
okay,
we
so now we need, so I close the hearing or no comments.
Okay, okay, and then adopt the resolution reapproving formation of the building corp.
Well, no, we need to go now, Alan, to the we have a resolution that's exhibit A in your packet that gives it's actually the resolution to approve the amendment to the lease. So that's what we need action on.
Okay.
Approval of that resolution so that the amendment is adopted by the board.
We're going to go through each step of each one of those. Gotcha. Sorry. Right. Slow learn today, but need a motion, please.
Some.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Okay, now, any board discussion on these items? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Now we'll move on to item two in the adoptive resolution reapproving formation of the building corporation.
Right, and I know Bob Reiling's been working with the building corp. You know, we use the same building corp that we used in the prior bonds, but what this does is reapprove and connect it with this new bond that the same building corp would be used. I don't know if you got any other comments on that or not.
Not really.
So I'd recommend that approval of that resolution, exhibit B.
Okay, and we do not need it. We do need a hearing on that as well.
Just
okay.
A motion and.
Okay, need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Procknow. Discussion, the building corporation's a high-paying job. So, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. And we'll move on to adopt the resolution approving supplement to the master continuing disclosure undertaking.
Right, we've had in the past in the other bonds, there's continuing disclosure requirements, which requires us to furnish financial information to the SEC and the EMMA database and any notice of any material event. So this goes back, and we've had this disclosure before, but now with the new bond, we have to go back and amend that disclosure, and I think that was in your packet. So this resolution covers for this disclosure undertaking.
Okay. Need a motion, please? Moved by Mrs. Brocknell?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Okay, discussion? All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that your bill, that motion does carry. Okay, and adopt a resolution assigning bids to Building Corporation when received.
Right. So this resolution allows, when we, the school accepts the bids for the project, they would assign those bids to the Building Corporation, because the Building Corporation is going to be the issuer of the bonds. You know, and then when the financing comes out, Building Corp issues the bonds. They then lease the facilities back to us, and that's with, through the property tax, we raise the payments to make the lease payments, and the Building Corp then pays the bondholders. So this would allow that transaction to take place.
Okay, need a motion, please? Moved by Dr. Springer?
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Again, discussion, please. Any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. We'll move now on to, thank you, Ross. Agenda items, academic achievement, strategic plan, action plans, and Dr. Kelly.
I presented the strategic plan, action plans, redundant, to the WLEA teacher discussion. We were all in agreement to move forward with it, with the understanding we're going to prioritize. We're going to have to look at cost analysis, of course, and implementation. Oh, a couple of the concerns that are, that we have to keep an eye on moving forward is, of course, the financial piece of all of it. So I think, just from a due diligence standpoint, one, if the board approves these, with the understanding that we're going to be looking most closely at the short and long-term funding, that would be first and foremost. And then once we get through those steps, then we would look at the other action plans. So I'm recommending your approval with the understanding that we have to do a cost analysis, and with the understanding that we have to have the revenue in order to do many of these plans that have been suggested by the Reimagining West Lafayette Schools Committee.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
So moved.
By Mr. Marley?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion? I guess one question, just so there will be a, there is a prioritization based on
funding.
Funding is the main
to me, it's funding. And for instance, House Bill 1065 passed, the amendment passed through tonight with a tiebreaker vote by the Lieutenant Governor, which is a provision that may allow school districts to share referendum dollars with charter schools. And many people see this as the first step into the following year, making the May a shall provision. So, for instance, if the state, which I could see the state doing, at some future point mandates that a school district's referendum is shared with a charter school, and a charter school is opened in Tippecanoe County or in our school district, we would have to share those revenue sources with them. And those are the types of legislation pieces that keep me up at night, because how do you plan for that? This is our referendum that our community supported, and it's changing the rules in the midst of after a vote. It'd be like us taking the referendum and saying, oh, by the way, we're not going to use the referendum for what you voted for, maintaining our arts and our music and the PE extracurricular programs. We're going to use it to do something else. To me, that's the fallacy of all of this, that that legislation's out there.
I'm sure that legislation doesn't go into detail, but how would that affect us in terms of online charter schools? And would those people, like if we have people who live in our district who enroll in those schools, would that we then have to share with them?
Well, my thinking right now is, since it's a May provision, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
But if it was a shall provision, I think there could be an argument that we would have to help fund that. That would be my opinion.
What you're saying is they buy our building for a dollar, open a school, and force us to give them half of our referendum.
Correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's nice.
Exactly. So I think to get back to your question,
yeah, right,
we have to solidify the short and long-term funding, and we have to look at every situation and determine what we need to do for the future. And there might be discussions about moving earlier on a referendum as opposed to waiting to 2024, but we also need to see how this is going to play out with this piece of legislation and other legislation that might pop up.
To further answer your question, the question was asked at the end of this process of
right.
everyone present to help prioritize. What do you believe the priorities would be? So Rocky was very intentional in gathering people's opinions about that, but everything on the list is expensive.
Yeah.
So.
And ties into the strategic plan.
Correct.
It's a direct offshoot of that exercise that was two summers ago, right? 18, mm-hmm. right? Okay. All right. So we need a motion then to, which we do have a motion already set, so I guess we need to have a vote on item four. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. There's work to be done there. Summer school and camps. And Ross, this is yours.
Yeah, we're getting close to planning for summer school. Basically, we talked about the online program, I think, the last meeting for the high school, and Matt agreed to that. This just adds the summer strings and band camps in May and June, and also the STEM camp that David Brantley has and will offer. So we'd recommend that these be continued for the summer.
Okay. All right. Need a motion, please.
Move approval.
By Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow.
How does this line up with the utilities shut down at the junior senior?
No. Yeah, I don't think it's over these dates. I think it's going to work out.
No, is it right after?
The summer strings is ending early.
You don't get
that. It's the week before it will end on a Thursday instead of a Tuesday. So then that next Monday, the utility work.
The reason I'm just questioning that is, does it make sense to move location so that work could begin earlier?
We've offered Happy Hollow if there's room over there or any of our elementary intermediate spaces. So they have the choice to do that if they want to.
I'm more concerned about the timing on the construction.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Other comments or questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. All right, frontline sub-calling system and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, for last several months, maybe starting last school year, we've talked with looked at different options if we could change how we do our substitute teacher calling. You know, currently the person could be absent, they contact Gail Ginser, and she has a list of people and she can call them and arrange for subs. What we found out, and we had some presentations, TSC and LSC uses a company called ESS, where they hire all the subs or all their employees, but then they have an electronic platform online where the teacher can go in and enter, okay, I got maybe a doctor's appointment on a certain day, they can put in and also choose maybe who they'd like to have sub. They can do this online. Then the subs can go on and see what's available. You know, they can look tonight, see what may be open tomorrow, maybe somebody's sick or something like that, see what the subject is, the building, and then enter it. And then this report will be mailed to the principal and the secretaries to say who's coming in that day. So it's pretty immediate, but the nice part about it is it gives them an opportunity to look ahead and see what vacancies may be in the future. So we kind of looked at it, talked with administrators. We felt we wanted to still keep the subs as our employees and maybe have more control over that. But we like the platform that this is built on, of how they can enter their absences and how then the subs can go on and see who it is. And also another feature is, let's say I have three or four people I prefer to sub in my class, I can, when I put a date on it, I'm out, it'll notify those subs, you know, in their email that this position's available on those days. So it does help maybe keep more continuity, and also will help maybe with record keeping. It's gonna be easier to track who's off and for our payroll system. It integrates into the payroll, you know, for when a sub comes in and is to be paid, or when a staff member is off and it's a personal day or sick day, you know, keep track of the, those kind of days. So we've talked to the front line, and Rossville uses it, a lot of area schools use it. So we still have some more questions, but we kind of like your approval, you know, the concept, you know, moving ahead with this. And there is a cost for the absent. It's an annual fee of $9,900 to maintain this, and then there's a one-time setup fee of $6,300. But we do feel this is going to be maybe more efficient in how we handle our subs and better tracking and things like that. So I don't know if Rocky, he's been involved, if you have any comments you want to add to it. Or
I presented this to the WLEA discussion team, and everyone felt this was a worthy venture to try for next year to help with continuity, giving people an opportunity to select the times they're going to be gone using an app. That it's a more friendly type of approach as opposed to having to fill out paperwork and call the office and that sort of thing. So we thought, let's give it a try and see what would happen. This would come out of our technology funding, and we have those resources to try it next year to see how it would work. This does not impact anything with regards to our educational fund. This is all technology fund related.
I need a motion, please, and then we can go back to discussion.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Wick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley.
You don't anticipate any personnel impact in this, right?
Well, I don't anticipate, but one never knows. But we think it'll be streamlined. We think it'll be easier to get subs. We think it'll help decrease some paperwork between schools and the business office. We think efficiency will be much better with regards to all of this.
Okay, on my own knowledge, how many subs do we currently have in our database, or is it a database that's out throughout the county that we can
choose? No, we have our own, because all of our subs, you know, they have to come in, their background, all that type of stuff. They're our employees. We probably have over 100. You know, of course, some don't sub very often. You know, some sub quite a bit. You get to this time of the school year, you know, Purdue students have maybe been subbing or leave, you know, but it's always sometimes kind of a struggle to keep those numbers up. So that, but we have a pretty good base. That's why when we looked at going with this other company that hired the subs, you know, then you're maybe going to be sharing more of the other pool with TSC and LSC. I mean, they sub with those schools now, but I mean, think, you know, Abby does a good job of screening the subs. I mean, she handles all the applications, you know, gets a good deal for them, can make recommendations. You know, if we have subs come in that don't work out, you know, we let, you know, they let Abby know and the principal knows, and, you know, we don't have them back. So, you know, I think our process works. It just helps on the kind of record keeping, and I think it's going to be easier for them to find subs for certain days. They can get it online and see what's available.
And it is a problem. I mean, it's a challenge too. You know, just filling subs is a consistent challenge in schools to be able to do this. So this could at least help people project or fill vacancies when known in advance. And the feeling on it, because how much discussion was there on the notion of keeping them as our employees? Was that a strong? I mean, I know this is a one-year trial, but is that a non-starter in your view, or I mean, how do you view that?
We viewed it as it gives us a strength to have our own employees, to have our own sub lists, and possibly have a greater number in the pool. When you let go of that, then you're at the mercy of the organization agency that has all of those people on the list, and so you're sharing. Whereas we thought, at least for this first year, we could see about us maintaining our own sub list and keeping our own rates the way that we've established them. Because once we adjusted the rates this past spring, last year, that has really helped us with our getting subs, especially as we've taken given more resources to retired teachers.
So our teachers like the fact that we can retain these, protect these subs for a year. What about the subs? Have you reached out to any subs and asked them, what do you think about just being exclusive to West Lafayette?
Well, we try not to do that. You get into a point where you might drive people away. We just invite people to apply, and we keep a sub list, and then you just go through the list to try to find out who's available.
But you said many of our subs sub to other schools.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, they could be, right. They could be employed with us when they work, and they could be, if they work with TSC, they're through the third party.
Yes.
They could be working with both.
Do we have some sort of agreement where they don't have to keep paying for background checks for each individual corporation? I mean, because that they pay for one, and they're on both TSC and LSC, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then they would have to pay
they can use,
for
whenever
ours.
They apply for a sub-license,
okay.
They pay one time for
okay.
the background check.
But they pay us once. But see, if they're in that pool, right, they only pay one fee
right.
for both those
mm-hmm.
corporations?
Correct.
So do we have a way of working with those corporations with the background check so maybe they would?
Well, it was my understanding that once you apply for your sub-license, we accept that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have to do
yeah.
it individually?
Right.
Okay.
Just a moment. Okay. Any other questions, concerns?
Do you have a different invoice than we've got? You said 9,900.
Yeah, his, he
I got updated number today.
Yeah.
He
negotiated.
Yeah.
He did a much better negotiation.
So you worked that absence and time solution down to 9,900?
Yes.
As of from 16.
Or was it the frontline implementation?
No, the original quote that I had in my summary, that was the original quote. And then he's been working to try to get them to reduce it, right?
Well, and they used to give a cooperative deal because it was with WEVEC, and then
right.
they kind of stopped that, so everybody's trying to squeeze on them. And so I told them, you know, break out. You know, there's another portion of this you can get. It's called time and attendance. So if you wanted, like, you know, the hourly people to use a time clock system, that's a different part. So I kind of excluded that out to get this just basic, the sub-calling portion. So now they do have some other incentive, you know, if we sign by this and that date, you know, they give us some more discounts. But, you know, this number looks like a realistic number that we go. So we have a one-time implementation fee, then the annual fee after that.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? And then that motion does carry, and we'll move on with that system for this year, please.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Enrollment form and Dr. Killian.
The principals and offices have been working on some adjustments to the enrollment form. They're highlighted. It's just some updates and some additional information that we're trying to gather when the parents enroll. So I'm recommending your approval of the enrollment form updates, the revisions are highlighted.
Okay.
So,
moved by Mrs. Mason, by Dr. Springer. Discussion, please. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Child care agreement and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, we need to consider renewal of the after-school care program, and it was last year it was with Just Us Kids, and they've changed their name now to Safe Harbor Before and After School Care. So the agreement is pretty much the same. It does allow them to use both, you know, Cumberland and Willis, the intermediate school. And the fees are the same. I thought about increasing the fee, but then I found out that the TSC doesn't charge them anything, so I think we just keep our fees the same, you know, the monthly cost. And, you know, we have to provide a program, so either if we don't hire a third party to do it, we'd have to do it ourselves. And I think they've been a success, and as far as I hear from Margaret and Amber, they've been happy with their program, so we'd recommend a renewal for another year.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bittner.
Second
by Mrs. Brock. Now, discussion, please. Questions? And this is maybe the third year of their.
The second year. Before, okay. Let's see, what was. We had the other agreement, not can't think of the name of the program, but.
Wonderful weekdays.
For years. That's it, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, overnight field trip, fifth grade camp to Camp Tecumseh, May 4th through the 8th of 2020. Tradition like no other, I guess it is. It's been used as a master's term, but what we need a motion for that, please. Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Marley. And it looks like we've got the necessary help lined up to execute for another year, which I don't know how long, how many years it's been. It's been a while. At least back in the 60s, I think. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. So personnel report and Dr. Killian.
Recommend your approval of the names listed on the personnel report.
Of course, we have that in advance. Need a motion, please.
Second.
By Mrs.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion? Questions? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And that motion carries. Now we move on to accounts payable and Mr. Sloat.
Okay, we have a total of $2,515,732.62 and some comments on here. Under the education fund, you see we paid the Greater Lafayette Career Academy the tuition assessment. It's a quarterly payment, $25,000. Software systems, that payment was our second installment and pays for our new financial software. And on Huntington commercial cards, and we got to figure out maybe a better way of showing this. So we pay a lot of things with a commercial credit card. It saved us from writing a bunch of checks. But then what we found out, we're limited on the descriptive characters we can have to describe how it all pays. I mean, there's a whole list of things, and so sometimes it's kind of deceiving. Like here it says folders. Well, it was like $3,500, and these are just not folders like you see here. These are student folders, you know, for the supply. Also included in that cost there was about $6,000 of technology. There's some professional development, and so it's a lot of different things. So I've been debating how we can maybe get a better description of what's all included rather than three words, so we'll try to work on that.
Okay.
It saves the phone calls.
Yeah, right. I know. And then you see with Carla Whitehead was our food service consultant that really helped us get a clean audit this year. That amount, it says mileage, but the majority of that is her consulting fee, is a small portion is mileage. So I should add a better description of how that was broken out. And I want to mention EDF, you know, Schuster does our hedging for our gas, you know, and he hedges through EDF, and so he saved us, like, I just got the email today on our cost, he saves like 20% with hedging, so, you know, he's done a good job. You know, we pay him a fee, but that's really paid off to have him involved in hedging the natural gas usage. And Henriot, it says amended the high school value. What happened when they did improvements to the pool? We had to raise the coverage, you know, our overall liability coverage and property damage, so that was additional premium for the insurance. So that pretty well covers, I think, unless you have some other questions, I'd recommend your consideration.
Okay. All right. Need a motion for
approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second
by Mr. Bittner. Additional questions or discussions? Maybe he answered. Asked about. Any other questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Information to the board. I have nothing additional at this time. Board and superintendent reports. We'll go around the horn if there's any, and Dr. Springer, you get first.
The ice rink, so we'll try to stay open through Sunday, but if it's raining or warmer temperatures, they might not be able to keep the ice, so just check their website daily if you plan on going. In Glass, quarterly meetings, well, one of the meetings will be tomorrow at 11.
Brian, who are you?
Ready to report.
Okay. All right.
Teacher discussion happened. Roger touched on the ability of that.
Okay. Melissa, you ready?
I did not attend the public schools foundation meeting, but I did get the minutes, and I just wanted everyone to know that they honored Jerry Crockover in November at their grant reception, and he passed away recently. And he also, they filled his spot with Amisha Shaw, so I think a lot of people have no issues at that meeting. And the grant reception is coming up. I don't have that date, but the grant's closed yesterday, so. And West Lafayette Education Foundation, the Scarlet and Gray invitations were mailed. That's going to be on April 24th. And John Taylor gave a $250,000 donation to the athletic department. It's a board-directed gift, so that's about it.
Nothing to report on.
Okay. For me, the on the alumni group that I sit on, we're still Wall of Pride. We're working on that, which the date for that is in September. I know we're working to get to in contact with all of our inductees, of which each member of the committee is working on, and mine happens to be my high school class, and talked to Moonji once, and I haven't talked to him in a little while, so I'm working, I'm behind, but we'll get him here. He's a MIT chemistry, I believe it is, but a brilliant guy, so he'll be a great addition when he comes. And also, alumni found, or excuse me, WLSEF fundraising committee, we've been working on still a number of major gifts, really still trying to push ahead to try to close our gap as we continue to round out these projects. Still hoping that we can secure another $1.5 million would be nice. If anybody has their checkbooks with them, they can do that today. But in all honesty, it's been an ongoing process. I think that's it for me at this point. Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. Randy, you are on the list.
I'm going to defer to the co-president of WLEA because she didn't get a chance to sign in.
That's okay. I took it too fast. But
I'll speak on behalf of Randy and the rest of the WLEA. We met this afternoon for our monthly executive board meeting, and we talked about having next Wednesday, March the 11th, be another Red for Ed type event, where we're going to encourage all faculty and staff and community members to wear red if you're in support of public education. So we'd like to encourage all of you to do that and to spread the word to your faculty and staff as well, if you would. And then probably the best way to make sure it gets out there is to post pictures of yourselves and your friends and your family wearing your red for Ed, so that we can show the General Assembly that even though they're finished on the 11th, that we are not done having our voices be heard.
Here.
Is there anything at schools or anything? It's just
Red for Ed.
Okay.
Wearing your red tie. Set a reminder on your phone.
Okay, great. Thank
you. Next Wednesday.
Hear that, Bob? Red.
Red. There you go.
You can wear a gold jacket with it. It's okay. No
clash. I'm not going to comment on it.
No, don't do that.
He goes to the Purdue game. I said, don't wear IU colors. He sits with me. He comes. Red shoes, red thing. What's West Lafayette? Everybody in the arena saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they were talking works. About it on our side. That's right.
Yeah. I don't think that works.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And I will duly note it.
West Lafayette RDP.
That's right. Did, and do you have a social, do you push this out also on social media through your Twitter account?
Yeah, it'll be WLEA's. We have WLEA RDP is that's Twitter account.
Okay.
We also have
for that as well too for retweets. Great.
We're not doing a walk-in or anything like that.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Thank you guys.
Can I give a couple of things?
Yes, sir. You may.
Friday we held our professional development day with Dr. Todd Whitaker. Received a lot of positives about that. And we're going to work towards getting the first days of schools or first year book that he's written that he talked about to our new teachers when they come on board. And then I just learned today that Jamie Ballmer will be joining us for professional development next year for one of our professional development days. I've talked with Scott Les, and we're going to do a joint Tippecanoe County session somehow with our business leaders and others in the afternoon, and he's an avid advocate for public schools and has got a great story to tell about his conversion to supporting public schools, so I'm looking forward to getting him here in the fall.
Yeah, Jamie was here for the 2010 maybe, spoke at the chamber, and we used some of his video and right. Rising Above the Mark.
And as a reminder, we now have all of his conversations, the great conversation as he calls it, on our website. So you can go and see all of his videos. There's actually a self-study guide that we might introduce at a later time that can allow teachers to get professional growth points if they utilize it. But feel free to send that out to people. And now he's introducing some Twitter tags for us to twit out there, so to speak. So we'll be working on that as well.
Okay. Anything else? No, it's okay. Okay. Just want you to look at me like
nope.
All right. It's always good when someone just points you out, isn't it? Discussion Thursday on March 26th at 4 p.m. NSBA Annual Conference, April 4th through the 6th. And I know that several in our group are going. Regular board meeting will be Monday, April 6th at 6:30. And the Scarlet and Gray event that Melissa talked about, April 24th at 6:30 p.m. I know I did. I received my invitation. Different format this year as well. So I got mine in the mail, so that's good. Need a motion for adjournment, please.
So
moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Good. I think our meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.